And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 2nd of October, 2016. The Jewish New Year, Rosh Hashanah, begins today at sundown. It's the birthday of the poet Wallace Stevens, 1879, Reading, Pennsylvania. Became an executive for the Hartford Accident and Indemnity Insurance Company. Won the Pulitzer Prize for Poetry in 1955 for his collected poems. Stevens stayed with Hartford Accident and Indemnity until the day he died. He said, "It gives a man character as a poet to have this daily contact with a job." He said he got most of his ideas on his daily walks to and from the office. Wallace Stevens, who said, "After one has abandoned a belief in God, poetry is the essence which takes its place as life's redemption." Charles Schulz's comic strip Peanuts made its debut on this date, 1950, ran in 7 newspapers at that time, picked up steam after a book of reprints came out by 1960. It was in hundreds of papers. At its peak, it ran in more than 2,600 papers, was read by more than 350 million people in 75 countries. Charlie Brown, his dog Snoopy, first appeared in the 3rd installment, Peppermint Patty, a tomboy from a single-parent household, made her debut in 1966. Charles Schulz suffered a stroke in November 1999, was also diagnosed with colon cancer. In December, he announced his retirement, and he died at home on February 12th, 2000, the night before the final Peanut strip appeared in the papers. It's the birthday of the novelist Graham Greene, born in Berkhamsted, England, 1904, came from a well-off family, had an unhappy childhood, went into psychoanalysis when he was 16, which was rare at the time. When he was 21, he wrote an essay referring to Catholics as people who worship the Virgin Mary, and he got a letter from a young woman named Vivian, indignant, explaining that Catholics did not worship the Virgin Mary, they venerated her. He wrote back to her, they met, Green fell in love, Vivian was a very devout Catholic, he wrote her more than 2,000 letters and postcards, sometimes 3 a day, and he converted to Catholicism and married her. Went on to write novels about characters struggling to reconcile their faith with the rest of their lives, books like The Power and the Glory. Graham Greene, author of Brighton Rock, The Third Man, The Quiet American, The Comedians, and The Honorary Consul. Here's a poem for today by Wallace Stevens, A Clear Day and No Memories. No soldiers in the scenery, no thoughts of people now dead as they were 50 years ago, young and living in a live air, young and walking in the sunshine, bending in blue dresses to touch something. Today, the mind is not part of the weather. Today, the air is clear of everything. It has no knowledge except of nothingness, and it flows over us without meanings, as if none of us had ever been here before, and are not now, in this shallow spectacle, this invisible activity, this sense. A poem by Wallace Stevens, A Clear Day and No Memories, from his collected poems published by Vintage and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices, subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org, and by Lumosity, brain training with over 50 challenging games from scientists working with university researchers to push cognitive research forward. Learn more at lumosity.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.